Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, July 3rd, 2017, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Yes, hold on 1 second. We've got somebody that is interfering with the call. Maybe that'll take care of that. I hope everyone had an enjoyable 4th of July holiday weekend. I know it's still going on for some tonight. But for those that missed the call, we do have it recorded, and we'll be up on our More Success Team website. But to begin tonight's call, I'm going to go out to the state of Florida, and one of our top associates, Mr. David Frack, who has a couple of associates that he wants to recognize tonight. David or Debbie, are you guys on?
Yes, we are, Randy. Can you hear us?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you so much, and happy 4th of July to everyone on the More Success Team. Debbie and I are excited about our new team that we are building in the process of exploding the state of Florida. To keep Florida number one with Legal Shield, I'd like to introduce one of our newest senior associates that just leveled up last month. I can't say enough about Tony Pinsetti. He is a guru on social media. I'm learning a lot from him. And Tony has a new associate that leveled up also. So, Tony, are you on the line?
I am. Thank you very much, David. And, Randy, I really appreciate your help this past month, the last few weeks. I'm relatively new with Legal Shield, just started about 3.5 weeks ago. And I am having a blast. It's so easy to succeed with this product, because people need it, and it's easy to explain. And having David by my side is just an added blessing. I do know that Dewey Painter was supposed to be with us. I have not heard him on the call, but Dewey is a dynamo. He signed up 3 before I could hang up the phone with him. Dewey is my senior, and I'm 73, and he is like the ever-ready bunny. Dewey, do you happen to be on the call? I didn't hear him come on, Randy, but Dewey will be with us. David and I drove up to Jacksonville today, and he had 3 of his 5 associates already there for a meeting, and they had 3 additional visitors that came on. One of his associates, with David's help, got 2 memberships, a Legal Shield and an IT Shield, just within the hour. So the team is growing, and the excitement is real. Thank you for having us on, and you all have a wonderful 4th.
Thank you, Tony. Mr. Moore, we'll turn it back to you. We're excited about tonight's call, sir. Thank you for your support.
Well, you're welcome, David and Tony, and of course Dewey, both are doing an outstanding job, and your team's really exploding because of their efforts, and we appreciate your help with them. Next, I want to quickly go out to the state of Idaho and to $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Cheever. Damian, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Can, Damian. You know, we had some brand new changes in the Performance Club, and would you like to explain those to the people on the call tonight?
Absolutely. Do it as quickly as I can because I want to get to our guest speaker. But for those of you that haven't heard, I'd be shocked if you haven't heard, but for those of you that haven't heard, Performance Club is going to be 180 points per month now, okay, going from 120 to 180. It's going to be to qualify for the next trip because we just started qualification for the Universal Studios trip. It's going to be 1,350 points this quarter. Okay, and so about 450 points a month. And then just so you know, there have been some new changes. 180 points instead of 40 points for a recruit and then 20 when they sell their first membership, 20 when they level up. We're going to give you all 80 points right now. So when you go out and you recruit someone that's a new recruit, not a reinstatement, not someone who's been an associate before, maybe getting back in, although we have those, right, but someone who's a new recruit, with a new membership, okay, a new recruit with a new membership, you're going to get 80 points for that recruit plus the points for the membership, okay? So that's a key distinction, though, because it's got to be a new membership, meaning if someone already is a Legal Shield member, and you bring them on board as an associate, you're not going to get points for that unless you add the ID Shield. Or maybe if they're already an ID Shield member, then you've got to add the Legal Shield. If they're already got both memberships and you bring them on as an associate, that's phenomenal. But we're not going to give you any points for that. And that's okay. I'm going to tell you why in a second, but I want you to understand there's no points for someone who already has both memberships. Okay? Now, I want you to understand, we call it Performance Club. For some people, I've had a lot of conversations over the weekend. You know, some people are down about this. Some people are upset about it. Listen, this is called Performance Club, right? And, you know, real quick, those of you who have heard this story probably from Chris Hughes, he calls it one of his Jeffisms. But, you know, back when Chris Hughes was first getting started, he called Jeff complaining about something, and Jeff said, shut up. There ain't no trouble you got. Three new associates can't fix. Stop wasting my time. Right? I want you to understand, this is Performance Club. The company, you know, it's not an entitlement program. It's a bonus program. Right? We get paid to perform. We get paid a bonus to perform. And in order to get 1,350 points, if you recruited three new people a month and had seven memberships a month. Now, that may sound like a lot to some of you, but I want you to understand that if you're doing two exposures a day, which is the core commitment for the newest associate, if you're doing two exposures a day, that's 44 exposures in a month. Out of 44 exposures, do you think you can write seven memberships? Out of 44 exposures, do you think you'd have three people? I mean, that's less than one in 10, right? Three people that might want to come on board as an associate. So what we're looking at is to create a base where not just you, but where you bring people on board who are then a core associate who can do three recruits and seven memberships a month. Now, there are other ways to get there. That's just an example, but that's the example I'm promoting to my team. Three recruits, seven memberships a month, you're going to go on the trip. Three recruits, seven memberships a month, you've got way more than 180 points, right? That's 450 points a month if you're averaging a $30 plan, okay? So I'm super excited about this. In fact, I've got my core team call later, and I can't wait to really break this down and the whole deal. But I'm just telling you, this is exciting stuff. By the way, this is online with the way trips always were in the past. In fact, the Atlantis trip required more. You needed to do 20 points a month. The conversion rate on that would be 24 times that, whatever it is. So it was way more to go to Atlantis than it still is to go to Universal Studios. And Universal Studios trip, I just recruited two new people just promoting the Universal Studios trip. It should be the biggest recruiting tool we have right now. Hey, how would you like to take your kid to Florida? On us, right? That's the mindset we should have. Performance Club is still the easiest thing I've ever seen. Let's go out and tear it up, and with that, I'll turn it back to you, Mr. Moore.
Yeah, all right. Can you hear me okay? I got cut off a little bit earlier.
I can.
All right. I appreciate that very much, Damian. That's great news, exciting news, to be able to get in the Performance Club and get those trips. That's just awesome when they go on those. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I am actually going to go back to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 executive director. He's a $500,000 ring earner, and, he's a leader of our More Success team. And did we get Mr. Harold Branch on yet? Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call over to you just a second. I've noticed that he has not popped up yet, so I'm going to have to try to see if I can't get a number and get him a call.
Okay, Randy. Well, folks, that is great. That is great news, and no better one to explain it to than Darren Damon Sheeter. Y'all excuse my voice. I'm wrong thing to say, I guess, on the call, but I took another bleeding spell yesterday and bled all day, and I'm a little weak today. But God's with me, and I'm getting along good, and I appreciate each one of you. What a great country we live in. What a great 4th of July this is. What a great company we have. You know, I was just yesterday thanking God for how good he'd been to me and everything, even though some things. And what a great, great opportunity we have with this company. I don't know of a company in the United States, there may be some, that has the kind of opportunities we have. And I'm sure Mr. Branch will be over and just be on in just a moment. I want to thank thank the people that's been on tonight so far for all their contributions. And Sherlyn, if you didn't hear it, it's recorded, and she did a fantastic job. Randy, are you back on?
It'll be just a few seconds, Mr. Moore.
Okay. Pardon us for having you to wait, ladies and gentlemen. I guarantee you it'll be worth your wait.
While we're waiting on Mr. Branch, I know that we have one of the gentlemen on our team has done an outstanding job. In fact, he was on the group call just a little bit earlier, and maybe we can get him to say just a few words, if that would be okay, Mr. Moore.
Yeah, I think that'd be absolutely great, Randy.
One second.
I tell you what, this storming down here keeps knocking us out of place today.
We have Mr. Jimmy Parrish on. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do two or three things at once. I apologize for that.
I'm here, Randy.
All right, Jimmy. If you don't mind, if you'd like to say just a few words, I'm trying to get Mr. Harold Branch on, and I'm going to have to step off while you and Mr. Moore are on the call.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. Mr. Sheever was sharing some great news about the new Performance Club enhancements. We also had some amazing news that hit on the solutions call this morning, where for those people that major in that side of the business, there's some things happen I never thought I would see happen, and I'm in my 19th year in the business. One of the most important ones was reducing the number of people required to make a group. Up until now, it required five individuals, five Social Security numbers, whether the company had five employees or 5,000 employees, if you you had to have five of them to sign up to be a group. But as of July 1st, the number was dropped to three, but that's only for bank draft and credit card groups. It does not affect any payroll groups. But in the explanation of the call, and I highly encourage people to check the flyer out that's on the recognition and incentives area of your associates-only back office. It talks about the details there, but you can even do that with a small business. And who on this call does not know a small business owner, whether it's dry cleaners or your doctor's office or your dentist or your roofer or your heating and air company, HVAC, lawn cutting service, whatever. If you get them to buy the small business plan, that would be the small business 50 or 100, which covers the business entity, the tax ID number, not the the person. But then you sell the owner a family plan, either the legal plan, ID Shield, or both. That now constitutes a group. You can quote them group pricing, and you get credit for group opener bonuses that are available through the B2B solution side. Plus, they've had a rollback for people that gravitate and grow their business on the B2B side, for people that get 50 cumulative sales, either group sales or small business sales since the beginning of this year, or 150 or 250. If you didn't hit those thresholds, you can now roll back, and with a little bit of addition, 50 is up to 60 now, 150 is up to 175, 250 is up to 275. Then if you hit those levels in the third quarter, the bonuses are pretty significant indeed. There's also a special incentive for those people that are going to go back and decide they want to get the employee benefit certification. There's a special one-day training for $49 only, as long as you attend a back-to-basics class in the months of July and August, or you register for one by the end of August, then you can qualify for the one-day employee benefit certification for only $49. So Mr. Glenn Peterson, who's the new president of B2B Solutions, along with Mr. John Plesha, vice president of sales, we're on there with Melissa Wilder. But if you want further details, I would highly encourage you to listen to a replay of the solutions call from this morning, or go to your incentives or recognition area where you can have people on your team, whether you do solutions or not. If you're recruiting people to the business and they gravitate toward that space, this is a type of incentive that all of them can get some immediate cash dollars when you help them make their list and they put down where they're spending their money, they follow your dollar list, and it can really enhance some sales in your organizations immediately. So, Mr. Moore, I'll take it back to you.
Randy?
All right, we've got Mr. Harold Branch. We'll be calling in just about any time. Do we have Mr.
Did
we get Mr. Branch on? Looks like he's trying to get on. Do we have Mr. Harold Branch?
Yes, you do. Can you hear me clearly?
All right. I'm going to let Mr. Moore go ahead and introduce you, if you don't mind, Harold. Thank you so much for getting on the call. Mr. Moore?
Absolutely. Sounds great.
I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never heard this gentleman, you're going to be very thoroughly excited. He's one of my very favorites. So without taking any ado, this gentleman is a full-time father. He's published his first book, continues to develop. He's really just an artist, what he is. He joined Legal Seal's most powerful professional life. He's thankful and looks forward to serving his team, his marketing, his company. He serves as a network vice president, is a $50,000 ringer, and a real winner in the company, and going a long ways with us, Mr. Harold Branch.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Mr. Moore. I appreciate that. And Mr. Moore, I appreciate you for giving me a ring as well. With so much going on and it being such a phenomenal time in our company, a phenomenal time, honestly, in our lives, and I hope that you feel that way as well with all the things that may be going on with you. You know, some of us are in our winter season where things are rough and we're figuring it out, and you know, we're trying to find and justify the push and the grind, and we're looking for and trying to keep our mind on spring. And some of us are in springtime and things are going phenomenal. Things are going great. And we're appreciative and we're thankful. And we have to be careful not to rest on our laurels while we're in this good place. And some of us may be in that place in between where, you know, it's not as bad as it has been, but we know it could get a whole lot better, and we're looking forward to making that a reality. Wherever you may be listening to this call, it's a great time. It's a great time for you, because it is definitely a great time for the company and where we are as an organization. I've been around for 14 years now. And my background is that of a starving artist. I'm a poet and a writer, and been doing that as long as I can remember. Always enjoyed language and getting the point across and sharing a passionate idea that has always meant a lot to me. And getting involved in Legal Shield meant everything, because I was not able to pursue the things I wanted to poet because as a minister, some behavioral health counselor, when I got introduced, and I needed a change. I needed something to happen, and that's when this great company showed up. And the beautiful thing is, I've been able to grow with this company. The company has continued to mature over the last 14 years that I've personally witnessed, and from what I've heard since we've been in. Been around since inception in 1972. We have continued to grow, continued to mature, continued to develop. And to be able to develop in tandem with such a great organization really, really does mean the world, because we're all trying to move to that place of success. We're trying to move to that place of comfort, move to that place of deserving, and get to the place where we get what we deserve in this world, where all of our hard work is being cherished and appreciated. Because of the time, and because it's, you know, July 3rd, and tomorrow we will celebrate Independence Day, and happy Independence Day, safe Independence Day to everyone, safe July 4th to everyone here on the line. And it's always a very intriguing time. You know, some just got done celebrating Juneteenth, and then you have July 4th, and you have some other things that's going on in this time frame. You know, it's about the promise of America, of our nation, the promise. And that's what makes Legal Shield so amazing, is that we focus on that legal promise, equality, right, equal under the eyes of the law, right? That statement, that promise, has yet to come to fruition for everyone. Because true equality doesn't exist until everyone has equality, or else it's unequal. And the fact that we're working on that means the world. But the fact that we're allowed to pursue happiness with this financial opportunity really does mean everything. But what I would like to share with you all tonight is that no matter how amazing Legal Shield is, no matter how phenomenal it is, no matter how much how impressed you are at Performance Club and our four trips, no matter how amazed you are at the great speakers, no matter how phenomenal you think our program is, none of it means anything if you do not take your life in your own hands, take your business in your own hands, and become the master of your destiny by making this thing work, by really hashing this thing out, by pursuing this thing with everything that you got, without asking yourself those tough questions. So often we spend energy and time trying to adjust the company that we're in versus adjusting our own lives so that we can succeed no matter what's going on, right? The great Dave Savula, you would ask him, what is the company doing? And his answer often would be, I don't know, I just know what I'm doing. And that's an amazing answer. And that's an amazing perspective. And that's an amazing attitude. But let me ask you, team, are you doing all that you could be doing? Are you putting in every amount of energy that you can spare, that's not taken away from your family, right, to a detrimental degree or the other mandatories that you have in your life? Are you doing all that you can to make your business flourish, to make your business grow, to make your business develop? Are you stretching outside of yourself? What skills have you accepted that you're not good at but that you're working on? What are those skills? I'm always amazed when I ask people, what are you working on? What is it that hasn't come naturally? And they struggle to tell me something. What that tells me, what that says to me, is that they haven't thought about it. They haven't considered it. They haven't put themselves in a position to be reflective enough to even consider and think about their imperfections. They've avoided. You see, we have to believe it can happen. We have to let it happen, and then we have to make it happen. We have to believe it can happen, you know, first and foremost. If you don't believe that it's possible, then it's not possible. If you don't believe it's possible, it is absolutely not possible at all. But once you believe it can happen, you have to let it happen. You have to let people help you. You have to let a beautiful opportunity fall in your life and take advantage of it. You have to let it happen. There's a lot of people that want to help you. See, getting on this call is letting it happen. It's not a whole lot of energy on our part to get on the conference call, but this is allowing someone that wants to pour into us, allowing them to do just that and pour into us and make us better and develop us, right? But once we believe it can happen, once we let it happen, the last thing we need to do is make it happen. We need to make it happen. We need to just drive at it, because letting it happen will only get you so far, but making it happen will take you to the top. Making it happen means you go get those memberships and those counters. Making it happen, it makes you say July 1st, this, we're going into the third quarter, the second half of this year, and I am not as far as I need to be, as I want to be, and I'm going to lay it all on the line. I'm going to push. I'm going to go find membership. Everybody keeps telling me no, but I'm going to go find the people that want to tell me yes. I'm going to go find the companies that are eager to protect their employees. I'm going to go find the small businesses. I'm going to go find the people that want to start their own business and work from home. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm going to make it happen. And people are going to tell me no, and it's going to be roadblocks, and I'm going to think this happened or that worked out, and it didn't work out, and I'm going to think those memberships went through, and I'm going to have hiccups and disappointments, but I'm not going to allow those hiccups and disappointments to slow me down and stop me, because I'm making it happen. And I'm going to get bruised along the way. I'm going to get nicked along the way. I'm going to get hurt along the way, but I'm not going to stop, because I understand my future is my destiny. My future is my responsibility, nobody else's responsibility. It's my future and my children and my immediate family. I am responsible for these individuals on this planet. And I need to make sure that we have what we need. I need to make sure that everything's going to be all right, because I am able-bodied to do so, because everyone isn't. I have the conscience of mind to do so, because everybody doesn't. I have an opportunity, a launching pad, a vehicle to make it a reality, because that's not everybody's truth. And once I accept that, I do what it takes, and I go to the next level, and I push, and I work hard. And that is making it happen, and that is something that we all have to commit to if we want to make our life the way that we want it to be, because it won't happen on accident. So if I had to name this little speech, I would say live intentionally. Because we see what living by accident will get us. And so I appreciate you all having me on the line. Mr. Moore, thank you so much. I'm always honored, always blessed. I appreciate it. Mr. Granny Moore, thank you for the reminder as well. So much going on. It means the world that I was able to add. This great. I appreciate you both. Thank you for allowing me to share with your organization.
Mr. Branch, if you've got just another minute or two, we may have a couple of our Millionaire Club member ring earners that may have a question or a comment. Would that be okay?
Absolutely, of course.
Right. Well, let's start out in the state of Alabama with Mr. Jimmy Parrish, Millionaire Club member. Jimmy, have you got a question or comment? We had you in speaker mode earlier.
Yeah, can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Mr. Branch, you always do such an excellent job, not only your training, but also in your organizational skills and the times that we've had a chance to be blessed by you when you preside over our sessions. I know you also do a commendable job working with Brenda Anderson and the fine team in Arizona. For those people on the line tonight, just talk a bit about how well you try to blend both sides of the business with what you're doing, not only recruiting, but in organizing as the MVP of Arizona.
Absolutely. You know, working both sides of the business, it's like having two children. I have two beautiful children. My son, Quattro, 12 years old, and he's a mathematician. And my daughter, Ella, who is 8 years old, she's an absolute performer. She's not shy at all, but Quattro is. Quattro, you know, he could be a little shy. Now, she's okay in math, but she's not a genius in math like Quattro is, right? So they're two very different children. So even though I love them equally, I can't treat them the exact same because they have different skills. They have different interests, and they have different loves. But I want them both to reach the same level of success in what they want to do, not in just some blanket thing. That's how I feel about networking, team building, and B2B. I love them both the same. These are major parts of our company. And even though I love them the same, I know they are different creatures, different individuals, and I need to nurture them differently. So with that kind of love, I want to, in our marketplace, make sure that everybody can find out where their talent may lie, but also not leave any money on the table. That's our big thing out here in Arizona. And, you know, they appreciate that coming from a traditional networker. They appreciate having that support and that respect. And as a result, we get a lot of support from the B2B arena. You know, our B2B people, we avoid using terms like calling B2B events the professional events, right? Because actually, even though that may make the B2B people feel good, it's insulting to networkers because it implies I'm not professional. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And so it's this language, but you have to care enough to adjust language. You know what I mean? You got to care enough to adjust language for the people that you may not be able to immediately relate to, but you don't want them offended. You want their buy-in. That's a caring thing. And, you know, we've gotten to the place in society where it's a lot of critique, like, oh, my God, PC culture and things like that. And I believe it could go too far, but at the same time, we don't want to become lazy in language just because we can't identify with a particular area or group. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. You've done a great job, and keep up the great work.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, Jimmy, thank you very much. I think we have time for maybe one more quick question, so let's go back to the state of Idaho and to $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Cheever. Damian?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Mr. Branch. Appreciate you as always.
Thank you
so much for being our guest speaker tonight. And totally, your message totally resonated with me. Question I've gotten, and you know, as powerful as your talk is, sometimes stories just are better at illustrating. And I was hoping maybe you could share a story from when, from a time in the business when you were discouraged for whatever reason, and realized that you had that it was up to you, that you know, maybe playing the blame game wasn't going to work, or you know, circumstances weren't going to change because it is what it is. The company did this, the prospect did this, whatever it was, and then all of a sudden you kind of just had to reach down and regroup and move forward.
Okay, well, I've had many moments where I've been disappointed, you know, in my business or, you know, where, or missed a goal or what have you. and had to just remember why I joined this thing in the first place. You know, I think of the first time when I first joined, I was really committed, performance club, and I joined at the middle of the year, and that was a time where if you did double the performance club points, then you could still go on the trip. And that's what I shot for, and I did really good my first year, half of the year doing that. And then we started to get close to the trip, and I had promised it for everybody. But what I didn't understand was persistency. I was new in the business. And that conversation wasn't a strong conversation being had at that time. And I didn't get the trip that I had been promising my lady and that I knew I qualified for. Like, I did all this work, and I did miss the trip because of persistency. And that was a kick in the teeth. It really was, and it just really blew my mind for a second. But then I had to remember, I didn't join Legal Shield for trips. I didn't join. It's a beautiful bonus, and I'm excited to have it. But that's not why I joined. I didn't join Legal Shield for a lot of the extra bonuses that's here, but I did join to build a long-term life, sustaining lifestyle for my family. So I had to remind myself of that and get back up on that horse. You know, I believe in the old, you know, Rocky Balboa speech he gave to his son in, I think it was the last Rocky, right? And he says, not how hard you can hit, but how hard you can get hit and get back up. And that really rings true in my mind and keeps me focused. I think of the movie Cinderella Man often when I think of those rough moments and how we got to get back up because success is still happening. They didn't run out of success at the store. I just wasn't having it. I can get up and go get my portion if I want it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Always great to hear from you, brother.
Absolutely. You as well, brother.
Thank you, Damian. Appreciate that. And Mr. Branch, I appreciate it. I'm so happy that I was able to get a hold of you and get you on tonight. I know everyone was anxious to hear from you. You did an outstanding job.
You.
You're always welcome. We always, you know, want to let our team know about you, so when you're on stage, we can all cheer for you because we do appreciate you and what you stand for. So
thank you so
much for being our guest speaker, and I'm going to turn it to Mr. Moore for closing thoughts, okay?
Sounds great.
Harold, as always, you did a magnificent job. We appreciate you so much. We kind of include you as part of the family. And so thank you again. If we can ever be of help to you, please give us a call. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to remember this. God first, family second, Legal Shield third. Thank you and good night.
Good night, everyone. Happy 4th of July.